Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud.
Bad babble right here.
Big Juju Media.
Totally.
It's
Jesus talking to us.
Talk all these bells that are going on all the time. I got Tourette's.
No, you don't.
Anyway,
no,
welcome
it's an
to
angel
Big Juju
talking
Media
to Bernie.
Everybody, we're here on Big Juju Media Airlines.
So flying in the sky of Jesus.
No, we don't really own the airlines, but you know we're on another flight.
Yeah.
Somehow we looped through a time warp,
right.
And we're going to Sweden again. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
Why are we going with again? The technology, I don't understand these foreign airlines.
I don't know.
We've got such an amazing show today. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. So why don't you each talk about what it is you're going to talk about, and then we can start talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We all got to get ready for this takeoff.
I like this. Holy Sky Airways is going to be like scriptures in the sky.
Very good.
Bernie. Or something like that. I gotta work out the word. I'm gonna
okay.
do my prayer to Jesus to tell Pernian what you call my segment. I'm gonna be going over more scriptures about flying up in the sky.
I'm just doing my nails, Steve.
Okay, darling.
And, we just got all kinds of very exciting scriptures that are really gonna apply to your life, and it'll be just fine in the sky when you fly. So that's what Purin go talk about.
Thank you,
well,
darling.
I am going to be talking about how your life should be flooded with riches. They're all around you.
Oh,
the treasure house of infinity.
Oh, fabulous.
And all kinds of other business that is God's business.
Oh,
mental
oh,
imagery and riches. I mean, it's just like all about the money.
Very holy.
All about the money, folks.
It is.
I'm also going to be going over the white trash quiz.
Oh, my
how white trash are you? And it's no wonder you don't have the kind of money I have making the big bucks.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Have you been talking
the
to the congregation of
Vegas
Blessed Souls Ministries?
In Vegas.
Really?
You know what happens in Vegas? Stays in Vegas. Unless you get out of Vegas like I did.
Fabulous.
Oh, my God. My tits are so new
and
this
again.
Month.
Look
these
at those.
Like
oh, my God.
Breast implants.
Really?
Oh, very classy.
Very nice.
Very classy.
Not Christian.
Very, very nice.
Not Christian.
Flight attendants had a set similar
oh my
to mine.
No kidding.
And I asked her where she got hers, and she walked very quickly away from me.
Well,
so I don't know what that was about.
But you scared her out.
On her.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to get her fired.
Okay.
I didn't like her
Why?
Attitude.
That's right.
Classy.
Whatever, I'm just going to be talking about, you know, how to best spend your day at the beach and five secrets to getting a surfer bod
with
your
favorite
dude. And, it's just, like, totally cool. It doesn't matter how in shape you are now. It's
I'm
just,
very
like, you
in
do
shape.
These five things, and you'll have a total surfer bod. It's
well,
just,
I don't
like,
want
totally
one.
Rocking. It's, like, it's already March here in Southern California.
Uh-huh. It is?
Because it's March everywhere else, too.
Very good.
It
but
is?
In Southern California, we're already getting ready for our summer bod.
You know,
oh my gosh.
Oh, here we go, Steve.
It's
here
an
we
angel.
Go.
Oh my God, we're taking off.
Did you read it? Because, like,
no, I didn't. Oh, I love this.
Here we go.
I love this part,
this
man.
Is like a ride at Disneyland or something. I think it's so fabulous.
Oh, we're almost up.
Oh, get us there safely, Jesus.
The people look
so small.
The cars are so tiny. I wonder if they're real.
I know. What?
I hate comments like that. You know what? You can overhear other passengers making stupid comments about
the
cars look like ants. Well, they're not, you idiot. Shut up.
Hey, I said that.
Stupid in-flight passengers.
I said that.
Oh, switch it off now.
I should give her a couple of speaking tips.
Why? Why?
Yeah, she's not very clear.
I hate unexpected turbulence, you know.
Oh, I
especially after eating a lot of meat and potatoes.
Oh,
a lot of unexpected turbulence.
Loading.
And my eboodles coming out the sphincticazoin.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the windy comfortables. You need to go to the toy.
Oh, my God. You know, I hope the meals are kosher this time because last time, I swear to God.
Yeah.
What? You had the tar varmints? What? The solid comfort?
I hope you're going to see the useless puce this time, Catherine, for the in-flight movie. You know,
brother.
I missed it on the last flight. I've been taking a nap.
Oh, the useless puce. Isn't that the movie about the sultry sinner?
No, it's about the salty sinner who was sultry in summer. Get it right. I paid a lot of money for that writer to put that tagline on. That was my original tagline. My original tagline on the useless puce.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. A study has recently shown that coffee counters the effects of weed, and this study was done up in an airline, and most people don't even fly while they're not drinking coffee. Americans are drinking more coffee than ever before. They've ditched plunging through Facebook and drinking more coffee than they are smoking marijuana. How to get the closest thing to American coffee around the world is to leave America and drink something else. San Francisco Bay Gourmet Coffee and Costco is going to pay $5 billion with a B for a new coffee company that'll rival Starbucks. It's called Facebooks, where you can do social media and drink your coffee at the same time and take selfies of yourself all day drinking coffee while you're on the social media. Because, hey, who needs another social media account with photos of yourself and your food? Well, that's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara. Have a pleasant flight.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Animalou, your air hostess in the skies for better financial living and success through... God damn it, I'm talking. Well, anyway, I'm going to give you some tips, okay, to help you get rich. So follow along. Why don't you grab a pen or a notepad or one of your digital things and write these down. A sure way to become classily financially secure is you need to have a specific amount of money to do that. And I like to flaunt a few bucks around every now and then. You know, if something's really only $5 or even $27, I'll just let $100 fall out of my wallet. Bend over, pick it up, and say, oh, what's this doing in here? I didn't see that. Well, so anyway, you get the idea. Flaunt your cash. It makes you classy. You are rich now. It's one of my affirmations. I put on a little post-it. I have pink post-its on my bathroom mirror that let me know that I really am rich right now. And no matter how much money falls out of my wallet or my cleavage, I have class. I've got the riches. I have the big bucks, you know, and it's like, I got a seed stuck in my tooth. Hold on. Wow, look at that one, a sunflower seed. I should brand those under my own brand. So I'm never off-brand if I'm speaking from the platform and got seeds stuck in my teeth. That's not very classy.
Hello, everybody up in the sky with scriptures in the sky and Jesus airways with Pernie and Verner. I'm still working on that word. Welcome to Blessed Souls Ministries up in the sky by Jesus. I'm Pastor Pernie and Verner. I'm just going to pull up some scriptures here. We're going to do some speed scripture readings on scriptures in the sky. Did I say that already? Well, it bears repeating because so many sinners in the world are flying on the air flights. You seen them? You know how when you need to get a seat on those airlines when you don't already have a seat? And you get a sit anywhere you want, you hurrying on down, you know, you want to sit next to a good Christian. And you see all the Christians are wearing their sour, dour bitch face. You don't want to sit next to that. That's sin. You should sit next to him anyway. After eat a whole bunch of meat and potatoes and a lot of cellulose and vegetables and just blow out the windy comfortables and let them know that you're blowing for Jesus. Well, let's look now. I'm going to turn to Isaiah 31:5. I got it. See, I got there first. Like birds hovering, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will spare and rescue it. Okay, let's go to Psalm 19. I'm there. Okay, I'm there. Where's you? Where are you? Where's your Bible? Do you have a Bible? Crack it open after you wash off all the germs and filth and dust, buddies. Okay, so here we are in Psalm 19. To the choir master, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork, and something about joy and the words and the knowledge, and there is no speech. I'm on to the next one. I mean, I'm ahead of this. I am ahead of this. Pernod is on the cutting edge of Esther, Queen Vashti deposed. Oh, I always read that one. Pretty good to read it again. Queen Vashti deposed. This is what happened during the time of Xerxes. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to finish early now because I'm feeling a little something in my tummy. And I, oh, my goodness. Hello, Jesus. Okay, that's a sign from God. I'm going to stop
it
now and go to the
not.
Toy. I think
no,
I have the tar varmints.
Oh, Lord.
Come out, make
well, get away from me.
No doubt.
Oh, my goodness.
Get away from me.
What's
get
going
away
on?
From
go
me.
Down there,
okay,
man.
So
what's
I
going
can't
on?
Wait to get into this white trash quiz.
Okay. All right.
I wonder if they'd let me do it on the intercom
oh,
to
that'd
see
be
how many
cool.
people
stop
are
it.
White or white trash. It's
all
probably everyone in coach.
All of them, yeah. Totally.
What kind of plane is this, anyway?
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now on coffee. There is no shortcut to sustainable coffee, but people are now brewing it in their bathtub, calling it Bathtub Rim. Good news, coffee and tea are apparently not dehydrating you. It's only when you pee that all the water comes out, and that's the real problem. Vigilante Coffee seeks high marks with a new cafe in College Park, Minnesota, where all the coffee is frozen before you can drink it. Cold brew is really popular up there. When is pink coffee drinking time? Apparently, it is very specifically 10:51 a.m., according to Amber's CEO. A new Orangevale coffee shop is expected to open in April if you give a crap about where Orangevale is. And I have no idea where it is. And I don't care! Alabama Coffee Fest offer unlimited tastings for 10 local shops with port-a-lays nearby when you need to dump your load after drinking your mojo. And that's it for your headline news now on coffee. Have a pleasant flight, everyone. I'm Jordan McNamara.
So I'm going to do this first question on the white trash quiz.
Okay, cool.
It's your cousin's birthday.
Oh, my God.
What do you bring to the potluck?
Nothing.
Your choices are...
Oh, okay. I don't
go
to the
hot dogs, cornbread, and slaw.
Yeah, that.
Oh, my God.
A TV dinner.
Not that.
A homemade salad.
Not that.
Or chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, and steamed carrots.
Oh, my
carrots.
God.
Not that
You
either.
Got your choices?
Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah. No, no.
Okay. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to rush to the intercom, Steve. I'm going to finish the quiz over the intercom.
Oh,
I'll
very
right
good.
There.
Oh, that's a good
I'll
idea.
Right
that's a good idea. I think this is, like, really cool for the people on the fly to get some involved
I
in the radio
so
show.
Too. Yeah.
And lets us all, like, feel like we're a part of something, you know, bigger than our own little self.
I agree.
Makes them feel like they
yes,
belong.
I agree, Jonathan. It's like there's so much trash in the mainstream media, always bashing Americans. I think when we can involve them in this white trash quiz, it'll make them feel like they're just at home, you know, at home with their family, except they're up in the air with us, even though, you know, we are fabulously separated. We are in first class, they are in coach class, and that's fine with me. It's like, oh,
testing,
don't need to mingle
one, two,
with
three.
The lowers.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, okay. Hi, everyone, I'm Catherine, your super-duper flight attendant. Let's all pay attention to me now, pay attention. I'm going to go over this white trash quiz with you to see how you do. Waiting for this. Here's the question. There's a marathon of your favorite reality show. Which is it? The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Right on, man. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge with your mile high message. That's not very catchy, but well, your message from the sky with me, Jonathan Knightsbridge. Oh, that's kind of better. Okay, whatever. So I'm going to be going over 5 secrets to getting a surfer bod. You know, there was a time when surfers, skaters, and boarders were branded as members of the slacker culture, you know? But a bunch of, like, really hot dudes who lived sans structure were motivated only by conquering the next half pipe and black diamond or wave, and for the serious athletes, that label was never accurate. So, the only way to go about having fun this summer is like no matter what beach you're at, you gotta have the classic surfer bod. And so I'm gonna go over the top 5 benefits to surfing, and that's the way you're gonna get your surfer bod. So number 1, you gotta have more than 1 day at the beach. because vitamin B, you get that from being in the sun, and it greatly enhances your mood and your tood. Plus the circadian rhythm of the waves, you know, triggers the feel-good chemicals in the brain for most people, unless you're adult. The other reason why is because it's fun. It's like super cool. So it's like, especially for newer surfers, it's really a sport, you know, like surfing is a sport. It's something you do, as opposed to lifting weights solo in a darkened gym with a bunch of meatheads. And plus, surfing has social elements. You go out surfing, you come back surfing, you go out surfing, you come back surfing, and it's just like everyone's naked on the beach and it's cool. The other reason is that there's a challenge to it. Surfing has a relatively steep learning curve because you gotta learn how to talk like me. Right on, man! So there's a tremendous amount of satisfaction when you can learn how to stand up on the board and just say, rockin', man, or like, whatever, I like to say that. Another thing that is really super cool about getting your summer surfer bod,
Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Cold Brew Red Wine is on its way, and a name is going to be more iconic than anything else. And just wait for it, because I don't have it now. And Tuberica Portable Pressure Brew Coffee Maker is something you can make coffee with in a French press while you're skydiving in space. Royal Cup Coffee is going to unveil a new ready-to-drink cold brew line that you just pull a tab on it and the ice shoots into the liquid and super cools it right away. But it's too cold to drink. It's still in a test stage. They're giving out free samples at one of the GOP meetings. This best pour-over coffee setup is, according to baristas, the best thing that ever happened to cement mixers who like their coffee thick as mud. The best French press coffee makers in every material known to man, especially the ones that can poison you, are now sold at all Walmart stores. That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Okay, so what I was saying, the other really cool thing about your summer surfer bod is core muscles are going to get a workout. Surfing is like the ultimate functional exercise. And if you're not doing something functional, you're doing something, are you ready? Dysfunctional, man. Right on, dude. It's like, most people think like surfers are so dysfunctional. It's like, no, man, we're totally F-functional. Oh, shit. What does that mean?
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine. I've just switched off the fasten seatbelt sign. I need you to listen to me now, all right? I'm going to continue on with the white trash quiz. There's a marathon of your favorite reality show. Which one is it? Duck Dynasty, Toddlers and Tiaras.
Hello, everybody up in the sky. It's me, Steve Steinberg, with Life Facts Television all the way up in the air. Oh, my God. I can actually look down on you. So Jewish. Anyway, I have a fabulous in-flight hostess guest with me. I'm not sure if she's doing this in person or over the intercom. What is it going to be, darling?
Hello?
Let me know.
Very
fabulous. So welcome to the show, Catherine Damiana Malou. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Steve. I'm just on the intercom on this flight, so everyone on the flight can pay attention to me.
Very good.
I'm going to be going over why some people on this flight are rich.
Oh, fabulous.
Are just not.
Very good, very good.
I fly to all kinds of beautiful locales, uh-huh, and locations and destinations and places. I have such a fabulous time because I'm so rich.
Oh my God, darling, tell us how we can be even richer up here in first class, and then for all the stupid idiots in coach, what do they have to do to get out of coach already and join us up here if they can behave themselves, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, Steve Steinberg.
Oh, very good.
First class, if I could just, hold on a minute.
What?
What the hell?
What's going on, darling?
I can do this. Don't you know who I am?
I can hear you, darling.
Star. Okay. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm going to return to my seat now.
What's happening?
First class and finish the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm on TV. I'm on TV.
So we're just continuing with Life X Television. Everything seems to be actually up in the air this time.
I'm
there you are, darling. So, darling, tell us, what can people do to become richer and have a more fabulous life up here in first class
money.
All of us?
Well, they can listen to me finish this first part of the white trash quiz. Okay, I'm going to finish it this time. There's a marathon at your favorite reality show. Which is it? Real Housewives of Jersey.
I don't watch
Toddlers
TV.
Toddlers and Tiaras. So. Duck Dynasty,
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, I hate them, man.
It's Saturday night. You and your friends are getting loaded.
Right,
what are you
on.
Drinking? Bud?
No.
Stella Artois?
No, that's
is that
not,
how you say it?
No.
Heineken doesn't matter as it long comes to a 30-pack.
30.
I'm Pastor Pernin Furner for your in-flight Angel Airways Hostess Airlines. Oh, no, I'm a host. That's right. I've got these prison pets in their airline sickness bags. And when you put the prison pets in these special bags, they are vacuum sealed for your protection. That way you can transport your prison pets across the country and give them to your cousins. And they can just... And if you want to activate the prison pets while it's in the bag, you just activate it like I told you last time. Shake it to death. And then you can hold it above the... Then hold them over the head of the person in front of you. Drive them nuts.
Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Americans are drinking a daily cup of coffee at the highest level in 6 or 7 years, a survey kind of tells us. Cold brew coffee is infused with red wine and beer. It's finally coming to stores near you. And Kentucky Fried Chicken is now infusing their chicken skin with coffee and espresso. So much for liberal elitism that seems like those latte-sipping liberals are going to inject coffee and lattes in your TV dinners, white trash America. So you just can't get away from the liberal elitists. You're gonna eat it, drink it, smoke it, see it, pee it, poop it. It's all around you. You can't escape. So you might as well shut up and have a good time and stop bitching about everything you can't do anything about anyway because you don't have a job. You're white trash America. Drink your coffee and STFU. That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Prison pet.
Get your prison pets out of my face, dude. Like, God.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Onimlu, your in-flight hostess for Classy Airways. Oh, my God. It is so glamorous up here in first class. Anyway, I'm so glad there's no white trash up here sipping their Heineken and watching the Kardashians. Okay. Which of the following vehicles are you most likely to drive? Oh, not derive, drive. A Toyota Corolla, a Jeep Liberty, a Chevrolet El Camino. Oh my God, I remember that. Any kind of pickup truck, as long as it's... Oh, it has stacks installed. I got my stacks! Okay, I think I'm gonna go for the pickup. What's the highest level of education you've achieved? Dropped out of high school and, oops, forgot to get your GED. MBA, all paid for. My boobs always. A couple of months at community college, but I lost interest. Or, I have a college degree and the loans prove it. I'm already bored with this. You know, I'm not going to finish this white class. No, that's not what it's called. White trash class test. I'm so... The air is thinner up here. It makes my structured speakeredness a little woozy. I'm a little woozy. I need this dance move to make me fly better. I'm just going to talk about your infinite power to be rich and the infinite wisdom of the well house of infinity. You know what? All kinds of abundance and prosperity is waiting for you. If you would just get off your ass and be rich. I mean... I swear to God, back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Ravel in Vegas right before my Vegas act failed in Vegas. Did I tell you about Vegas? I took that money and I sued the strip joint. I had the lawsuit that they countersued me with dismissed because they couldn't prove that I was not paid. I showed them all the tips and I proved to them, no, no, you trolls. You paid me, and you didn't pay me enough. And that's how I sued them. I sued them with the facts about all my money. This probably doesn't make sense to you, but it does to me, and that's why I'm saying it. It's part of my tell-all book that I'm doing called Catherine Jamie Onimlu. And it's that, remember that book? I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just going to be a real big hit. It's going to be a big hit. It's going to be a... Real, real.
I've got my prison pants.
Blockbuster, barn fire, whatever.
To keep it down over there.
Real
quiet. Stop it.
Prison pants. This is when you hold it in the person's face and the seat in front of you. And It's driving
what are you
me
doing?
Put it down now.
Oh my God. Resist that. Resist that.
Shh, quiet.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. Forgive Burden. Forgive
right.
Burden.
Right.
I'll see you
oh, Lord.
I'll be right back.
He's talking to you nicely oh. with those bells in your head.
I'll be right
so he's
right.
like, hey, or Jesus is going to have
we'll
a
have the
gong
show
out
come out of the ceiling. Oh, my God. We'll get sucked out of the doors on the in-flight movie.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Okay, hi, everyone. I'm your in-flight hostess, Catherine. I just wanted to let someone know that someone in coach is wearing way too much Giorgio. Okay, you need to cool it and go to the bathroom and wash that crap off because it's really giving me an allergic reaction, okay? So not classy. And you, row 3 with the hot pink pants, those are way too tight on you, honey.
I'm Pastor Pernius Werner. I'm Blessed Souls Ministries. I need to deactivate the prison pant. Oh, it's deflated, little prison pet. My little prison pet's all deflated. It has an emergency tab. You just pull it in the back, and it kind of sinks down into a little dead lump. That's how you kill the prison pet.
Good God.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Coffee fights disease and even extends your life, especially if you drink it while it's in a liquid state. 7 espresso drinks have been defined by a recent study to improve your political awareness. And no, coffee and tea aren't actually dehydrating you, and you know why? Because your poop actually has more water in it than your urine. We've got a video of a bunch of coffee drinkers brewing the perfect pot of AeroPress coffee up in the sky while they fall to the earth and their parachutes give out. And it's quite an ugly scene, too graphic for the kids. We can't stop staring at this artist's amazing kid-themed latte decorations, even though it's FDC, red number 5 and yellow number 5, and all those other colors that'll poison you to death. But Disney likes to use them anyway, don't they? The extraction is better at lawyering than it is at owning coffee shops. Did you know 5 ways Evermug can improve your coffee and tea experience? We don't either, so who cares about it? That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara. Enjoy your flight.
I'll be right back.
So, Jonathan, I wanted
what?
To talk to you
I'll
about
right
a
back.
Few new business ideas
cool.
for Big Choo Choo Media Radio Show, and you told me that you had some thoughts about that
do,
and how
yeah.
we can increase revenue so we don't have to take this stupid flight to Sweden all the time.
Right.
I don't know how we keep going in circles, but what are some of your ideas, Jonathan?
Well, I had 2 basic ones that I wanted us to talk about. Like, capital is assets in the form of money, or what is called near money. And so, like, equity capital is obtained... Oh, shit, we're landing. Oh, shit. Well, anyway, oh, here we go. Oh.
Where is Pernod? Where did he go?
Hello, everybody.
I'm talking on the intercom.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Catherine,
get off the intercom. I want to talk about scripture.
Catherine, go get him off the
phone. I will.
Get him off the intercom.
I'll be right back. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And the altitude temperature is -5°.
Catherine, could you go get him back up here?
Come on. What an idiot. I swear to God. If you don't have in-flight intercom training, you should be doing it, Pastor Man.
I have in-flight training from Jesus and God. And I am going to read scripture over the airline to save the sinners from hellfire, brimstone, and destruction of their soul with my prison pants.
Put it down, Pastor Man.
Oh, my gosh.
My God, do something about that. Do something with Jonathan.
You know what I'm going to do with your prison bed?
What are you doing?
Here's what I'm going to do with your prison bed.
There,
that's what I think of your prison bed.
Thank God. Now sit down, Pastor Man, and shut up. We're going to be landing soon.
Prison Pernod's bed is dead. You killed the prison
bed. That's right, I did. Thank God.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, man.
On the intercom, I'm Catherine Intercom Lady. Listen to me. My voice is better on the intercom.
Oh my God, Jonathan.
I know.
I don't know why we even bother with these flights anymore, Jonathan.
I'm a structured speaker. I am a highly motivated
Well, she's going to do it anyway. You know, it's like you can't stop her once she gets going.
I don't think they're going to ask us back anymore to fly on these airlines. We're going to have to fly on a new airline, Jonathan.
Oh,
my God, what are we going to do?
I'm
we
back.
Never got to your business tip.
We'll get to it, Steve.
I guess we'll have to fly on something else.
What?
Yeah.
We'll have to finish the show on the next airline.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
don't worry about it. You know, I'm sure there'll be all kinds of other Big Juju Media radio shows.
I don't know. You've killed Pernod's prison pets. They're all dead now. They're just a deflated dead lump. A dead lump. I'm going to have to perform funeral services.
Oh, who cares?
And burn them to ashes and spread them all over the Dead Sea and the Holy Land. So we should take a flight to the Holy Lands.
That's a really good idea.
We could do a trip for that. We could raise money and have everyone send in all their money.
I love that.
So we can fly to the Holy Land. I can get some new prison pets. We'll put them on a bonfire and have a funeral and everything.
Oh, we could do it on the beach.
Oh, I like that.
I could strip on the beach.
Jonathan,
I could have my surfer bod on the beach, my luxurious hair and all my
sensuousness,
my dance move, my triple sap.
Well, let's get out of here.
Come
on, keep moving.
I want to speak at the Holy Land.
All right.
I have a million clever ideas.
I want to raise money for Jesus.
They never stop grifting, do they, Steve?
No, but what's your point, Jonathan? Neither does the Trump family.
Right on.
Good night, everybody, from Big Juju Media Radio Show. We may never fly again.
Oh, I think we might.
We can
raise all kinds of money for Jesus. We have everyone get a prison.
My dance move.
Everyone gets a prison pit.
My signature move.
Prison pit.
My signature move.